Welcome to the greatest goddamn show on air. This is Cole Clayton, and I have with me Davis Cohen, and we're drinking some beer.
What do you think about this beer, man?
I haven't even opened it yet. So, BrewDog Elvis Juice.
Great shit, man.
Grapefruit infused IPA with natural citrus flavors. So it sounds like it's me gross already.
Oh, dude, it's so beautiful, though. It's a great IPA. I honestly don't know why more people don't drink it.
It's actually very mild for an IPA. I'm actually surprised.
It is very mild, and it's got that nice hint of grapefruit, so it kind of gives it almost a little bit of a sweetness to it, and you just enjoy it. It's a very good summer beer, but you can even still enjoy it here in the winter months.
You're just like one of those hipsters. That's what it is. You just drink all the craft beer.
No, man. Dude, you know what's crazy about it is that this beer I actually did not find on my own. I found this one because my grandfather and my grandmother, they're not really hipsters, but they definitely some motherfucking hippies.
They're like old hipsters. I've met them. They're a little bit wild for their age.
They are. They're out there. But they're not like weird out there. Like they're normal kind of people for old hippies. But I went over their house one day and they were drinking this shit. And I was like, what the hell is this? This looks interesting. And then I didn't think anything of it. I was drinking Corona all night. And then my uncle comes up, and he's drinking this shit. And he brought his own six-pack. And so I'm thinking, all right, both these people like it. I should try this shit.
Which uncle? The electrician? Or?
So my uncle is an IT consultant. He did a lot of work for like various different school systems and airports and... he worked for a company downtown that was really well-renowned. He worked at a few different law firms, and I won't get into specific names, but he did very well for himself, and he wasn't no slouch or anything.
Is this the one that passed?
No, this was the one that didn't pass. The one with a lot of kids.
Oh, gotcha. The one with like 18 kids that had like three in vitros go and turn into like 12 other kids.
Well, he had five kids in 5 years. Granted, he had two sets of twins right off the bat.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, I mean, if that says anything about some strong fucking swimmers, I guess so.
Well, didn't they have to do in vitro at first and then it just stopped? Like, or it just kept working after that, like, really well, apparently?
Well, I never really understood the whole, like, in vitro, in utero. I don't fucking know. But, like, I guess they had to have some doctoral help in the creation of a baby, if you know what I mean. And the first time they did it, they fertilized two eggs and put them in there because that's what they do. They want to make sure if one collapses, then you got the other one to fall back on. Yeah, well, both of those took. So, right. So right off the bat, you got a 100 batting streak. And then they, I don't know what the fuck possessed them to do this, but they were like, let's have another kid. And so they did the same thing again.
Mm-mm.
And the same thing happened. But then, after all this help of having children and needing this artificial insemination type of shit, then just regular old fucking does it for the fifth one because he was a very, very, very much a surprise. It was kind of funny because at one Christmas, I forget what year it was, but at one Christmas, they come out and they're like, we're pregnant! And everyone was like, oh my God, congratulations! And that's when they had the second set of twins. And then literally the next Christmas, they're like, we're pregnant again. And we're like, Jesus Christ, lady.
We're over it.
Your giner's wrecked, man. Like, well, at this point, or actually, I can't even say that because, I mean, I think at that point, you just have to have a C-section.
I'll have a piece of candy. Want some candy?
I'm all right. Thank you, bro. I think I already ate enough. It's Halloween, man. The night of candy.
Yeah, I grew up in a big family. My mom has 6 kids.
What was that like? Because I grew up an only child.
Right, you're an only child. So, all your shit was broken because you broke it.
Yeah. I think that's actually kind of more frustrating than having someone else break it.
Yeah. Well, no, because you only blame yourself. Like, I came into my room one time. I had been 12 years old. This was the first gaming console I ever had was an Xbox. It was before Xbox Live. I saw it on the ground. My brother was playing on it. And I told him, get the fuck off of my Xbox, bro. And he got mad at me because I wouldn't let him play it. So he dead ass stood on it. That's what having siblings is like. I was the oldest, for the record.
Well, even if I had siblings and someone was standing on my Xbox, I think I don't have a lot of room to speak for that one. Because I was kind of an asshole as a kid myself. But I also destroyed a few fucking Xboxes.
What'd you do?
I had this one Xbox 360. The one, remember those old white ones? Like the original ones?
Yeah.
I bought it at this like secondhand buy-sell trade video game store. It served me well for like 6 weeks. And then that thing got the red ring of death.
What'd you do? Did you, like?
Well, I lived on the second story. And so at first I thought, well, it's broken, all right, best guess, better throw it out. So I unplug it, I do all that shit. Then I go over to the window, and I throw it the fuck out the window. And it hits the concrete, and I used to live in a place where it was nothing but woods for a mile in each direction. And then there was just the house with a concrete patio in front of it, and then a window that I threw this bitch out of. So it echoed like a goddamn shotgun. When it hit the street, or the patio, I should say. But that wasn't enough for me. So then I went outside and I got a golf club and I took a few whacks at it just to feel good. And then I lit the bitch on fire. And that was one of the most satisfying feelings of my entire life.
You're like a little shithead.
When you just like set fire to something that you hate with all of your passion.
Hey, I don't mean to bother you, but if you're looking for some nice sunglasses or a decent watch, go to Zavanci.com. That's Zavanci. And use the promo code #Cole25. That's #COLE25. And you'll get 25% off of any of your purchase. Thank you. So you're part country, aren't you? Like, I'm more of a city boy.
Yeah, you grew up in the city, man. I grew up out in the sticks. I grew up where you don't have sidewalks, so you don't have friends, so you make your own fun.
I mean, you don't have a lot of friends in the city either, because
everyone's so close together. You're right. Like, fuck you, get away from me.
You'd be hanging out with some people, and then, you know, you go on vacation or, you know, to your grandparents or whatever, and all your friends are like, where are you going? Where are you going? I'm going to my grandma's for the holidays. Come back, all your shit's gone. So, yeah, I grew up on that part of town.
Yeah, see, I can't deal with that. I'm the motherfucker that will double and triple check the locks on the doors and make sure they're locked. But then again, still give my neighbor a key and tell him, don't go the fuck in my house.
Yeah, I just came back from vacation and my neighbors didn't even know I was gone. Because I don't believe in telling my neighbors. Because those are the first people. Granted, I live in a nice neighborhood now, like nice-ish, but yeah, no, me and my girl, we were talking about letting the neighbors know and whatnot, keep an eye on the house. I was like, no, fuck that, because either I don't think they would rob us necessarily, but like if they happen to tell one of the other neighbors and then the information travels, then somebody knows that we're gone for an entire week, we come back and our TV's gone. I got like 4 TVs.
See, that's why I consider myself lucky. I hate my living situation that I'm in now, but I love my neighbors because on both sides of me, I have this one family where it's a mother and father, and they have 2 small kids. Great neighbors. They're some of the best neighbors I've ever had in my life. And I even trust them enough to leave them my car keys in case my car alarm goes off, in case someone bumps it while I'm out of town. Greatest neighbors I've ever had in my life. And on the other side of the house, we have this older lady. And she's really cool because she keeps to herself. Like, she'll talk to us and bullshit with us, but she hates everyone on that fucking street. So she doesn't talk to people. Unless it's us or the people on the other side of her. And the people on the other side of her, from what I've heard, are cool too. And so it's not, like, out of my realm to tell the neighbors, like, hey, we're going out of town. Just keep an eye on the house. If some shit happens, call me. And it's actually kind of comforting. Because when you got someone else looking out for your shit that happens to live right next door, like, you know they're going to be home. At least they have the ability to check in on your stuff and make sure that... Like, you don't even need to leave my key. But just the fact that they're there and they can be like, yeah, everything's cool. Don't worry about a thing. We got this.
See, I just don't trust anybody. That's what it comes down to. And that's more a me thing.
But what I've learned over the past few years, being an adult and kind of coming into, like, the adult stage, leaving the young adult stage, is that, yeah, there's a lot of people in this world you can't trust. But just as much as that, you kind of have to trust somebody. You gotta trust some of the people you surround yourself with. Because without trust, you can't really build a...
It's my fucking dog. Being loud as shit.
You can't really build a life without having the ability to trust people. Because if you can't trust people, where are you going to get? You can't rely on anybody. You can't just always rely on yourself. Because at times, like, you're going to need help. Like what happens if, say you move. Say you were to move one day and you got this couch. Your wife's at work. You need to move this couch.
Why would I need to move this couch and my girl's at work, first off? Let's just, like, poke the hole right in the logic.
Well,
why isn't my girl, like, helping me move? Are we breaking up in this scenario? Is that what's happening?
No, she's at work doing her thing, and you're a comedian, so we know you're at home.
Have you ever moved before? Everyone in the whole house has got to take off from work.
Yeah, well, when you have one income, you kind of got to deal with it.
I mean, yeah, that's why you move on the weekend.
I'm just saying, for an example, if you got to move something, you can't do it yourself. Or if you need some advice, go to someone that you trust.
The worst person to take advice from, or give advice to, rather. Like,
well, because you're too critical.
No, it's not that I'm critical. It's that I didn't have a father growing up, man. Like,
neither did I.
But you had a grandfather, at least, who was there for you. I didn't have that. I had a mean-ass mother. I got daddy issues.
Feminist mother.
Yes and no. Like, she's feminist, but she hates women, if that makes any sense.
So she's a... I don't know if there's necessarily a word for that. And if there was a word, it probably wouldn't be a good word.
It's called bipolar.
It's better than what I was going to say.
No, like, I have daddy issues on the real. Like, no lie. Like, anytime somebody wants to give me advice, I just want them to disappear.
Dude, I feel...
Just like my dad did.
I grew up without a father, too. My dad was never in my life, never in the picture whatsoever. But I was, like, you're right, I was very grateful for having my grandfather. Because he was a very good male role model to look up to. And I'm very happy for that. I'd much rather have him as that father figure in my life than anyone else.
We'll do some chopping. But that has been our preview episode. We're coming up on 45 minutes. We'll probably chop that down to about...
10.
Yeah. We'll see after we cut out all of that information. I am leaving the part where you tell me that we're leaving that out, though. And that shit's funny. Yeah, it was a good talk.
One more time before we wrap up. Now that we've had a bit of this, what's your take on this BrewDog Elvis juice?
It's better than any of the other beers you brought over here, but it's still trash.
Really?
I hate any beer you bring over here that's like a craft beer. It's like, once it starts getting warm, like, it starts dropping temperature, well, it just gets gross. Well, I don't know what it is.
These are a little different, because these are 16-ounce cans versus 12, so you need to kind of drink these a little quicker.
Oh, my God.
But, man, if you drink these before they get cold... And you have, like, 4 or 5 of these bitches. Yeah, don't plan on fucking driving.
I can't chug a 16-ounce beer, man.
You don't need to chug it. Just take big gulps.
You're wild. So, I want you guys to give us feedback on this and tell me what you think. Follow us on all platforms at greatest GD show on air. It's my girlfriend telling my dog to chill. And follow me, Cole Clayton, at Sniffing Glue 22 on all platforms. Is there anything or anybody you would like to give a shout out to, Davis? Davis doesn't have any social media. He's anti-social media, but that's going to be a whole episode in and of itself.
I'd like to give a shout out to my boy here, Cole Clayton.
Thank you.
Love to see you doing what you do with your comedy.
Appreciate it.
You may not be making a lot of money, but you're making a lot of laughs.
Not yet. And that's what counts. We're getting there. A little bit at a time. Your girl up there being loud as shit again.
It'd be more of a shocker if you told me my girlfriend would be quiet.
That's been our time. Appreciate it, guys. And check out our first episode coming out on the 15th. We're going to be talking shit about this election after the fact. We're going to talk shit regardless of who wins.
We don't give a fuck.
Right. Bye, guys. Oh, why are you still here? The next episode is not for another 2 weeks. Go the fuck away. Bye.